Do you know overweight people who actually eat very little but can't seem to lose any weight? Or maybe that's you. Are you limiting yourself to 1,000 calories or less daily while watching thin people eat lots more than you can? You know that you need to lower your calories to burn fat to lose weight, eat less, exercise more, right? But do you know that lowering your calories too much causes your body to stubbornly hold on to fat? It's true. I am so glad you showed up to Fat Loss School today so that you can learn why eating too few calories actually backfires on your weight loss efforts and what to do instead. Hello, friend, and welcome to Fat Loss School. Is your greatest wish to get to and maintain a healthy weight? Maybe you stay up late Googling weight loss plans, quick healthy recipes, and workouts for belly fat. Do you worry you won't be healthy enough to enjoy bucket list items and an active retirement in your future? Hi, I'm Amy Bryan, retired educator and certified nutrition and fitness coach. I, too, used to try all the diets, programs, gimmicks, and boot camps. But my weight and pant size kept creeping up despite my best efforts. Until I found a little secret, how to get to a healthy weight in a healthy way and maintain it long term, even after age 50. This podcast is the ultimate weight loss classroom where you will learn how to lose weight and feel good again so that you can enjoy this fabulous over 50 season of life. Grab your notebook because I have cheat sheets for fat loss and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. But before we get into today's lesson, I want to invite you to my 6-week Faster Way to Fat Loss online class. In the class, you'll learn clinically proven strategies to become an expert fat burner and finish equipped with the tools to keep your momentum going and maintain the fat loss long term. You'll get a customized calorie and macro plan with suggested meal guides, daily 30-minute workouts, daily mini lessons from me, an accountability group of other women on the fat loss journey with you, and an app with all sorts of helpful tools and trackers. If you are ready to once and for all lose the fat and learn how to maintain your leaner, healthier body and lifestyle, the Faster Way to Fat Loss 6 weeks experience is for you. All the details on how to work with me are in the show notes, or you can go directly to the class link at fasterwaycoach.com/AmyBryan. Now let's get started with today's lesson. When we eat too little, the body can enter a state of energy conservation due to what it perceives as starvation. In this state, 4 biological mechanisms come into play that can lead to the stubborn retention of fat. The first is metabolic adaptation. It sounds complicated, but really it is easy to understand. When the body receives fewer calories than it needs to maintain its current weight, it adapts by slowing down its metabolic rate or metabolism. This means that it burns fewer calories at rest and during physical activity to conserve energy. As a result, not only do you lack energy, but weight loss becomes more difficult and the body holds on to fat stores more stubbornly. A second negative effect of severe calorie restriction is muscle loss. In times of calorie restriction, the body may break down muscle tissue for energy, especially if protein intake is insufficient. Since muscle tissue burns more calories at rest than fat tissue does, losing muscle mass can further decrease the body's overall metabolic rate, making it harder to lose weight. A third problem with severe calorie restriction is our hormones. Calorie restriction can disrupt hormonal balance, particularly hormones that regulate appetite, metabolism, and fat storage. For example, levels of the hormone leptin, which signals fullness to the brain, may decrease, while levels of the hormone ghrelin, which stimulates appetite, may increase. This can lead to increased hunger and cravings, making it more challenging to stick to a healthy diet. The fourth and final problem of severe calorie restriction I'm presenting today is increased fat storage. In response to perceived starvation, the body may prioritize the storage of fat for future energy needs. This can lead to enhanced fat storage mechanisms and a reluctance to release stored fat even with a calorie deficit. So, ladies in your 50s and beyond who have been on multiple calorie-restricted diets all of your life, these 4 reasons are why it's so hard to lose weight now. Your body has actually adapted to fewer calories. Your body has lost calorie-burning muscle. Your hormones have gone wacky and further exacerbated the problem. And your body has become expert at storing fat instead of burning fat. These are the four reasons that cutting calories is not working for you anymore. But there is good news. You can speed your metabolism back up and become an expert fat-burning machine. Here's what to do to combat the four issues. For the metabolic adaptation, don't let your body adapt to too few calories. A slight deficit over long term is much more effective than a severe calorie deficit. Also, taking occasional breaks from your calorie deficit will help keep your body guessing and functioning properly rather than adapting to the low calories. To keep your body from losing calorie-burning muscle, strength train and eat enough protein to build and maintain muscle. The more muscle mass you have, the leaner you will be long term. Muscle is key to fat loss and maintenance. To keep your regulated hormones, consider entire lifestyle habits with eating enough healthy whole foods, taking brief fast, sleeping enough, stress-relieving activities, and regular exercise. All of these will keep your body from focusing on storing fat and allow it to be released to burn fat. If you haven't guessed yet, these are all things I teach you and we implement together in my 6-week Faster Way to Fat Loss class. Join me to learn the most effective fat loss strategies. That's at fasterwaycoach.com/AmyBryan, and all of the links are in the show notes.
I started Faster Way to Fat Loss in January of 2022. I had great success. I thought I could do it on my own. Well, I gained back all my weight and then some, plus lost a lot of my muscle tone. In the spring of 2023, I decided I was going to recommit myself to Faster Way to Fat Loss. My son was getting married in January of 2024. I was noticing that I was losing my muscle strength, especially in my legs. Since July of 2023, I've lost over 30 pounds and lost 13 inches overall. I have my strength back. And I love the workouts. I'm so excited about my results and how good I feel that I decided to become a coach and complete the training at the end of 2023. I'm 63 years young and I am a retired teacher. I have 3 grown children with 1 6.5-year-old grandson that I love to keep up with. And that's all to Faster Way to Fat Loss.
Before I go, let me summarize today's lesson. When the body senses a prolonged period of reduced calorie intake, it can interpret this as a signal of famine and responds by conserving energy and holding on to fat stores as a survival mechanism. This can make weight loss efforts frustratingly slow and difficult. Instead, adapting a sustainable, balanced approach to nutrition and regular physical activity, like we teach in the Faster Way program, works for long-term fat loss success. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.